Charles Ames.
Charles Ames.
Tell us who he was.
He was trained as an architect at Cranbrook Academy outside Detroit, but his real interest is in furniture. He did a lot of furniture and established prototypes that still exist today. He was outstanding. He and his wife collaborated. They were an outstanding couple in that design field.
Some of the things that they pioneered were, for instance, splints for soldiers made out of plywood. It's a piece of artwork now. You can buy a splint made by the Ames factories. The Ames chair, the famous Ames lounge chair, is one that is still sold today and revered by architects and designers and people that just like that modern style.
And that chair in its Ottoman today list price for $5,000.
That's right. It's interesting that the Bauhaus period and Ames, all of those people in one way or another wanted to create furniture and houses for the masses that was good quality, good design, and available to everybody. But one of the things that has happened is particularly those well-made pieces of furniture like the Mies van der Rohe chairs that we're sitting in command a high price because they're such good design. So they didn't all become furniture for the masses and housing. Charles Ames' house, as I recall, was a case study house.
Yes.
That was intended to be mass-produced. As Bob said, from off-the-shelf parts of steel and window mullions and things like that. So the idea was an approach that was intended to help humanity. As Bob said in the beginning of the interview, architects view themselves as having their creations help move humanity along.
It's kind of interesting, though. Modern architecture has been more easily accepted in every building type except houses. People want to think of their grandmother's old rocking chair, apparently, you know. Public taste, as far as residential design, is far different than that in other fields.
Mm-hmm. You know, after the war, didn't Sears Roebuck had mail order homes? You could order your home in a catalog.
After the First War, even.
That was after the First War?
Yeah.
Okay. So they did that for the masses.
That's right. This is one of those places in Iowa. It's kind of amazing. It's all pre-cut lumber and... It's just amazing. That's right. That was their intention.
Well, they were kind of thinking, you know, here we have Henry Ford, what he did for the masses,
right,
for cars, and they start thinking for the masses for houses.
Exactly.